You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, June 9th, 2023. And you're listening to me, Grandpa Dan, streaming here at RadioAlbion.com. Well, your week is winding up and it means it's time for the Friday installment of the Daily Nationalist. And yes, since it's Pride Month, once again, I'm bringing back the Gaily Nationalist. That's right. We're celebrating the rainbow because you're not getting enough gay during the week. We're going to continue the gay on Friday. On Friday edition of the Gaily Nationalist, I got a couple. Of course, before we get into it, I want to remind everybody once again, well, I'm going to continue to put the links down at the bottom of these shows on contacting and supporting Sven Longshanks. We ain't forgetting my homie through all of this. So I'm just going to always continue to remind y'all of that. And the ways you can support and help Sven is right there. I know there's still links on the side of the Radio Albion page about, you know, helping Sven out, but actually please use the links on these shows here because that's what's going to go to him. So anyway, yes, we're doing the Gaily Nationalist. It is Friday. I've got a couple stories. I don't know if I'm going to actually do both stories. If I do need to do both stories to make a whole show, then they're actually going to they're going to fit together quite well. We're going to start off. We got our story here. Both these stories, again, if I get to both of them, I may not. We may just do one. But our story comes from RT, and the title of the story is Advocacy Group Declares LGBT Emergency. And I was thinking we should have that Foreigner song, you know, urgent, 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 urgent. Emergency. Yes, I will not sing for the Gaily Nationalists. There's only so much gay we can handle. We have an LGBT emergency, you see, because even though everywhere you go in the country is nothing but rainbow flags and other, shall we say, assorted gayness, you see, they're under attack. It's an emergency attack. The subheading is Human Rights Campaign claims the lives of gay and trans people are in danger as a result of recent legislation. People's lives now are being, and we know what this legislation they're talking about is, again, limiting access to children. It's putting their very lives in danger. The advocacy group Human Rights Campaign. You ever notice these advocacy groups always have these names and it's just like legislation from the government. It's always has like an opposite meaning, you know, like the Patriot Act is like the opposite of patriotism and so on and so forth. Like if the government comes out and passes a new law called the Guaranteeing America's, you know, the First Amendment Rights of Americans Act, you know, it's going to be all about censorship and shutting everybody down. These groups always have like these well-marketed opposite names to like deceive you. The advocacy group Human Rights Campaign declared a state of emergency for LGBTQ plus Americans on Tuesday, arguing that an increasingly adversarial legislative climate had put the lives of those in the community in danger. Citing an unprecedented and dangerous spike in anti-LGBTQ plus legislative assaults sweeping state houses this year, the group's president, Kelly Robinson, insisted laws such as Florida's Don't Say Gay bill, officially titled the Parental Rights and Education Act, amounted to real, tangible, and dangerous threats against the lives of sexual and gender minorities. Now, we talked about this last week, and I'm going to keep repeating it every time they bring this up. This so-called dangerous, horrible, Don't Say Gay Florida bill. Remember, this just says that you can't start pushing this LGBT rainbows on kids until the fourth grade. The fourth grade. So they're saying that laws like Florida's don't say gay, supposed don't say gay bill, which don't allow them to start convincing second and third graders that they might actually be a girl or need to consider in the near future, you know, putting hormone blockers in and reading books about how to give adult men oral sex. This is putting their very lives in danger, because that's what we're talking about. That's all that law does, is say until the fourth grade, it's open season. You can teach them all about the gay, what's the best lubes to use or whatever, the proper way to fisting. But you see, that's not enough. It's just draconian if they're not allowed to teach it to second and third graders. It's just over the top. It's putting people's lives in danger. Now, as we said last week, it brings up the question, why is it so, why are they so determined to have access to kids? They get so mad. You can tell when you're hitting on the truth, because by how mad and over the top their reactions are. You know, if somebody says something untrue about you, you might get upset, but you'll be like, well, that's just a lie. I mean, that's not true. You're going to get over the top upset. But you see, these people, and when people were referring to them on the internet as groomers, you know, they got just like blew up. It's just over the top upset about it. Don't call us groomers. We're not groomers. The lady doth protest a bit too much. In quote, in many cases, they are resulting in violence against LGBTQ plus people, forcing families to uproot their lives and flee their homes. Oh my gosh, this is like the Holocaust. Flee their homes in search of safer states and triggering a tidal wave of increased homophobia and transphobia that puts the safety of each and every one of us at risk, she said in a statement accompanying HRC's first ever emergency declaration. This is reminiscent of when they demanded everybody be banned from the internet that criticized anything. And they claimed that people criticizing what amounts to government policy. And let's be honest, this LGBTQ stuff is government policy. They are disguising it using human rights groups like this. But this is government policy, and this is demonstrated by the fact that in all these embassies across the world, the U.S. is flying the rainbow flag. The U.S. is doing the rainbow flag all over the place. They go over and lecture other countries about how they got to do this gay stuff. So this LGBT agenda is government policy. Maybe not officially so, but it is at the end of the day, government policy nonetheless. But they told everybody that people criticizing government policy on the internet was violence. Remember? They're like, oh my gosh, this person disagreed with me, used logic and made my arguments appear really stupid. And then everybody else on the internet laughed at me. That's violence. And that's why these people need to be banned. And they by and large got their way. They redefined violence to mean anybody who just simply disagrees with the policy. And you see that being applied here because it worked before. They worked to get people silenced. They worked to get people censored. They worked to get people banned. And it worked. You just declare that words are violence. You just declare that people going on the internet and disagreeing with policy are violence. And you see it here, this wave of violence. Show us some examples. Where's examples of this wave of violence? Because so far the only thing they've given us as an example here is not being given access to second and third graders. Fourth graders, it's open season, but second and third graders, what about the kindergartners? My gosh, what about the pre-K trans kids? We've got to have access to, again, this obsessiveness with wanting this access to children. I don't know, I find it a little suspicious. In a pamphlet titled LGBTQ+, Americans Fight Back, A Guidebook for Action, the group urges concerned readers to get involved in their local school boards and political scene to push back at recently passed legislation restricting sex education of young children, drag performances directed at kids, and gender-affirming medical procedures for minors, among other initiatives. The guide even recommends readers practice setting the record straight, i.e., lying about gender affirming healthcare, trans kids in sports, and other hot button issues by drilling talking points with a ChatGPT knockoff on its website. However, it concludes with a reassurance that the American people are on our side already, suggesting it's merely a handful of conservative politicians and parents dominating school boards who are the problem. Oh, projection. What art thou name? This is such a massive case of projection. No. The American people are absolutely against this. It is this LGBT, I'm running out. It's this alphabet nonsense that is a small group of people that are being amplified by the government and the media. If the government and the media, because let's be honest, they too are one and the same, the government and the media, if they weren't promoting this, this wouldn't even be an issue. It's an issue because people are being told. It's being promoted as government policy. Does anybody think schools, like on their own, just organically would start saying, you know what? We need to start putting some books in these library for elementary school kids, teaching them that it's A-okay to give grown men oral sex and the proper way to do it. Does anybody think that would be an organic thing? That people would just one day say, you know what we're missing? We're missing teaching out kids about the wonders of gay. Of course not. And this project, but they project and say, no, it's only a small number of people that oppose this. When obviously it's not. That's why they're having to use the force of government to shove it down everybody's throats. This is the vast majority of people who are against this. That's why they're having to use ChatGPT knockoffs and talking points to figure out a way to trick and deceive people. Don't believe your lying eyes. Don't sit there and question, why are we so all of a sudden so obsessed with getting access to kids? Never mind that there were any number of us very publicly saying just a few short years ago that kids were the target, that the slippery slope was we were going to be targeting kids next, or all of this would be targeting kids next. And lo and behold, here we are. They're in your face obsessing about access to children. But once again, you're wrong. Don't believe that. Don't believe these people that are saying, that have been warning against this all along. No. We're going to got some talking points here to quote unquote set the record straight. HRC exerts influence by rating companies on their LGBT alphabet friendliness via its corporate equality index, which for over a decade has assigned numerical scores similar to the environmental, social, and governance metrics, now ubiquitous in the modern liberal boardroom. The group has expanded its sites to include states and even municipalities, listing both a state equality index and a municipality equality index in its guidebooks. And if everybody ignored that crap, it wouldn't do anything, because everything is staged. Everything is fake and gay in the West and in the U.S. They put this out, and then states and corporations act as though they've got to react to this. You've gotten a bad alphabet score. And you have this corporation that will then say, well, in response to this, we have to listen to our customers, this tiny percentage of the population, and shove this down your throat. Obviously, is what they wanted to do in the first place. You notice they're all playing by the same. You notice they're all playing by the exact same playbook. You see this same thing. Oh, we're going to give you a score. You're going to get this index. Well, how about if all of the rest of us, collectively here in the U.S., in the West, all the rest of us not a part of this, we can refer to us as, the normal people. How about if the normal people start giving municipalities, states, and corporations a rating index? We can call it the Normal People Rating Index. I wonder if they'll be jumping up and reacting to that. Of course, the only reaction we all know. The only reaction we're going to get is to be declared a hate group and probably terrorists. The indexes weigh laws and regulations governing topics from same-sex adoptions to school athletic policies, the availability of trans-related health care for children and adults, and the promotion of diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, including a color-coded chart so LGBT people leaving deep red Florida or Texas can make an educated decision on where to move. And yes, we don't care where you move, just move. HRC last month followed in the footsteps of black advocacy group NAACP in advising its members against travel to Florida. The group, formerly known as the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, had cited the removal of an advanced placement African-American studies class from the public school curriculum as one of several signs the state had become hostile and hostile and dangerous to black people. You gotta love the heavy-handedness by which they go about this. You know, I mean, and they think they're so smart, and I can look at this stuff and it's just so clumsy and heavy-handed and so arrogant. You know, the way they come from, like they go forward in this last part here and they lump black people in with the alphabet community. Now, I'm sure, obviously, the NAACP, which is formerly known as the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, I'm too lazy to look up to see what it stands for now. I guess they decided their own use of the word colored is racism and white supremacy, so they had to police themselves and change the name. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not going to bother looking it up because it doesn't matter. It'll probably change the name. Or have to change the name again in the near future. Now, I'm sure the leadership of that, you know, they all working together. They all taking money from the same people. They all on the same program. This is all theater. We all know it's all theater. But as far as black people themselves, I'm pretty sure the black community really isn't on board with this whole alphabet agenda. It's like the whole Bud Light thing blowing up, you know, and Bud Light's stocks and stuff went plummeting down. Because they use heavy-handedness. And conservatives have been saying, you know, wow, we pushed back against Bud Light. Their sales have plummeted. Their sales have plummeted. Their stock prices have plummeted. We did that. And it's like, well, you were part of it. But I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I understand different areas of the country, different way. I understand a lot of places I don't know about. I can talk about Texas because I live here. But, you know, the Bud Light thing, how many white people drink Bud Light? You got white conservatives talking about we pushed back and look at this. Bud Light sales plummeted. Bud Light stock prices plummeted. We did that. Well, you did part of it. But I can tell you, in Texas, white people don't, by and large, drink Bud Light and never have drank Bud Light. I would say the predominant just from, you know, again, this is just, you know, what I have observed, anecdotal observation here, but by and large, I would say the vast majority of people before that drank Bud Light were Mexicans, Latinos, whatever the approved term is now. See, here in Texas, we don't get all twisted up so much on some of this stuff. So, you know, the vast majority of people that drank Bud Light before were brown people. And again, brown people ain't real big on all of this rainbow alphabet crap. I'm going to tell you that. They ain't real big on that. I would say a lot of their stock sales plummeting because brown people heard about this and were like, man, I ain't drinking this old gay beer. I heard the Bud Light, you know, it makes you want to, like, you know, do the gay, man. I'm not doing the gay here. So brown people quit. And it is. They're heavy-handed as they push this, and they act like all of these other groups, be it the blacks or the browns, they're like automatically on board with it. When, well, the, you know, advocacy groups like the NAACP, well, sure, they're on board with it. They're funded by the same people. But the rank and file, the regular people out there, the blacks and the brown people, they're not any more on board with it than the white people are. Once again, the vast majority of America is no. I hate to tell you, Miss Head of this advocacy, this human rights advocacy group, the vast majority of America, regardless of what race they are not on board with this. They're not on board with your agenda. I'm sorry. You can keep telling everybody that and thinking that's going to somehow, your word magic is going to make it true. But no, it's not going to make it true. The brown people aren't on board with it. Black people aren't on board with it. White people aren't on board with it. And there are not enough Jews to make a difference whether or not they're on board with it. Or maybe it does. I don't know. But as far as what makes up the bulk of the population in this country, which is white, black, and brown people, they're not on board with your LGBT rainbow agenda. You ain't going to go through the barrio and they flying the rainbow flag. You ain't going to go to some girl's quinceanera And then they got the music going. It all has that same bass line, by the way, for y'all that aren't like familiar, you know, with what Mexican music sounds like. It all from a distance, when you hear it playing, like when they have a dance, it has the same. I laugh because it does. It has the same bass line. They're not flying the rainbow flag. They're not having a quinceanera because they're celebrating their daughter is coming out as a lesbian and we're so proud. No, nobody's doing that. It's just advocacy groups, you know, a few, just a small little community that gets an amplified voice from the government. Now, I'm going to go ahead and jump into a second alphabet. Yes, we don't have one. We got two stories this week, which, as I said last week, I'm feeling my way through this whole solo Daily Nationalist thing. You know, the absence of Sven Longshanks here is tough. And one of the things I've struggled with is determining how long a story's got to be. Like the story we just finished would have made about a 40-minute show if Sven were here with me, because there's two of us commenting and having bants back and forth on it. And so I can look at stories and know this will work great or it won't work great. It's too long, it's too short, whatever. Now, part of the adjustment of having to do this by myself is having the right amount of material. Not too much, not enough. And I'm still feeling my way through that. So I thank y'all for bearing with me. Just to be prepared this week, I brought two, I would say, related stories. Because, as I said, the whole LGBT nonsense is government policy. This is being promoted by the government / media. And just said, nobody else wants this. Again, black people don't want this. Brown people don't want this. White people don't want this. Those are three main racial demographics. If you want to throw the assorted Asian races in there, they don't want it either. Oh, so who wants it? It's government policy. We wouldn't be hearing about this if it wasn't government policy. Second story is titled Pentagon Defends LGBTQ Priorities, with a subheading of U.S. military leaders have warned that laws restricting curriculums and sex change surgeries for minors could hinder force readiness. You see, we're continuing the theme. It's an alphabet. Urgent, urgent, urgent. It's an emergency. It's an alphabet emergency. Not only are the very lives of the alphabet community being put in danger, even though we've got a whole month now of nothing but rainbow gibberish. You see, not only are they being threatened, their very existence, their lives are being threatened by not having access to second graders. You see, now this also funnels under national security. You love America, don't you? You want to? You're the type of person that goes and thanks a vet every time you see them for their service. You know, you're the type of person that understands that if you love your freedom, you thank a vet. God bless America. Well, let me tell you something. If you support our military, you better be supporting the alphabet community. Because you see, if we don't have gay anal in the U.S. military, then you're going to be speaking Chinese someday. It's a hard language to learn. I'm ready. U.S. Department of Defense officials have decried new laws in various states that push back against LGBTQ activism, such as bans on sex change surgeries for children, arguing that the legislation could undermine the readiness of the U.S. military. We come back again. You notice we keep circling back to this obsessiveness, this whole thing of being obsessed with access to children. And, imagine if you knew a guy and you did something about the guy was made you say, I don't know about this guy, just something about him. My subconscious is saying, I'm not really comfortable about this guy being around my little boy. And this guy shows up and he says, hey, I want to take your little boy alone on a camping trip. And you would be like, no. I mean, thank you, but we can't. But then the guy kept coming back. And, you were like thinking about it later and thought, well, he probably didn't mean anything, but he tries to like blow it off and say, nah, surely not. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah. But then the guy like the next day was on your door and he was like, I really, really want to take your little boy on a camping trip. And you'd be like, I already told you no about that. And the next day he's beating on your door and he's like, Are you ready to let your little boy go on a camping trip? I'm turning you over to the Homeowners Association for some violations I've spotted if you don't let me take your little boy on a camping trip. I keep wanting to do that. I do this story. It's all I can do. Not to channel my inner CB Savage. You could look it up. It's a trucker song from the 70s. Breakers, breakers. Any takers? Hi, hi. It's me again. You'll love the song. Look it up. Anyway, where are we at? Oh, yes. Why is this guy? Okay. At first, I was like, he probably doesn't mean anything by it, but now I'm not really comfortable with that. But by the fifth day, when this guy's beating on your door and demanding access to your little kid, you would be like, okay, this is for sure not normal. And yet we have advocacy groups and even the Pentagon. Because like I say, all of this is government policy. Otherwise, we wouldn't even be talking about it. Beating on your door. Demanding access to your children. And now, national security is threatened, you see, if we don't start doing sex changes on kids. And teaching third graders how to give oral sex. Quote, LGBTQ+ and other diverse communities are under attack. Just because they're different. Just because they're different. They're under attack. Because they're different. How are they under attack? Now, there's people saying, I really don't want my third grader, you know, learning how to suck off a grown man. I don't think that's appropriate. But see, that's what they're qualifying as an attack. And you're just attacking them because they're different. Just because they want to teach your children to be who they are, who they really are, and they really want, yeah, okay. Anyway, they're being attacked because they are different. Hate for hate's sake. You see, if you don't want your kids learning about this stuff, you're just a hater. Here we go, we're back to the hate thing. You're just a hater. It's just a bad, it's just we're doing name calling for everybody now. You see that? Chief DOD Diversity Officer Gil Cisneros said on Wednesday at a Pentagon event celebrating Pride Month, but we must stick together and we must be prepared to confront any challenge directly. Cisneros was referring to bills passed or proposed in more than a dozen Republican-controlled states on LGBTQ+ related issues. Some U.S. states have outlawed giving hormone blockers or sex change surgeries to kids. Minors, and prohibited schools from counseling children on gender identity without parental consent. Florida has banned classroom instruction on gender identity and sexual orientation, targeting curriculums that Governor Ron DeSantis has condemned as indoctrination. Now, again, it only prohibits it until the fourth grade. After that, it's open season on the kids, and they always miss this. They always act like, you know, this is a ban. A kid's a senior in high school, and they ain't going to hear about the wonders of growing breasts, getting breast implants, or if you're female, getting your breasts chopped off. You have got to hear the wonders of body mutilation. No, it's just fourth graders. Third graders, that's a line too far for the Republicans. Fourth graders, it's open season. As if this isn't a joke enough, we're going to bring the Space Force in. Space Force. The U.S. Space Force. So stupid. The Space Force. I'm trying to think of what the Space Force's main attack rocket would look like. Considering today's subject, you can use your imagination. The Space Force Chief of Operations, Lieutenant General Deanna Burt. As you know, is a very serious person. They're a Lieutenant General and they got a name like Deanna Burt. Argued that such laws could weaken the nation's military. And demonstrates a trend that could be dangerous for service members, their family, and the readiness of the force as a whole. Transformational cultural change requires leadership from the top, and we do not have time to wait. Transformational cultural change. See, this is why I suffer through me reading media. Because you have to wade through all the BS that they feed you. You have to slog through the lies. But you see, you can find little snippets where they let it, you know, just they kind of just let it out. Transformational cultural change requires leadership from the top, and we don't have time to wait. So they admit that this is not organic. You know, it requires leadership from the top. That means it's going to be shoved down your throat. It's going to be demanded of you. Just as I always say, we need to have a conversation. What they mean is you'll sit there and shut up and we'll tell you what you're going to do. That's what their idea of a conversation always is, no matter what the topic is. So in this simple statement, they've admitted, A, that this is not organic. And no, the vast majority of the people do not want this. It wouldn't require being pushed from the top, which is the other thing they're admitting here. B, that this is coming from the government. This is being shoved down your throat from those in power. If this was a organic movement and the people wanted it, referencing our previous article, if this was something that the majority of Americans are on board with, then it wouldn't require leadership from the top. The people would be like, yes, we want more gay anal for our toddlers. Yes, we definitely want to push, you know, if we're not teaching pre-K kids the proper way to do fisting, then something's wrong with our society. They're admitting that they're doing transformational cultural change, and it's being pushed from the top, which means that people don't want it. And it doesn't matter. I don't know how many examples we have to be given on a day-to-day basis that whatever you think democracy means, and they love to use that term, our democracy, our values of who we are, whatever you think it means, it does not mean, the one thing I can assure you it does not mean is that you have a say in any of this crap. My whole life, I was told, we were all told that, you know, our democracy system meant that, you know, it's government by the people for the people. Now, I don't know how delusional you would have to be to have to come to the conclusion now in current clown world that this government has anything to do with what the people want. They're saying here in this statement, they're transforming the culture from what it was to something else, and they're shoving it down your throats. From the top does not indicate from the people. Do you see what I'm saying? It's coming from the bottom. If it was coming from the bottom, if it was organic and the people wanted this, it wouldn't be a struggle because people would just be getting what they want. They're struggling with this because nobody wants this crap. Nobody. So they admit this. They admit that they're shoving this down everybody's throat. Democracy, whatever you think it means, doesn't mean you get a say in any of it. They're going to do a cultural transformation. Doesn't matter if you like it or not. They're not telling us what the results of this would be. You notice they don't try to sell it to us. They're just trying to mandate it to us. If this cultural transformation were a positive thing, why can they not just come out and say, well, this is going to lead to things getting better? You've already got states that are on board with this 100%. Why can they not point to these states rather and say, see, look, those states, everybody wants to go there because things are so much better. But nobody wants to go there. And they can't say how. They can't give us actual metrics that we could look at and say, yes, it'd be totally worth transforming our culture to this other new weird culture. And, you know, they can't point to us and show us how, you know, how literally is going to make things better. They can't point to that and tell us things will be better because A, B, and C. No, it's just things are going to be better LGBTQ. And just trust us. Believe us. Alex Wagner, the U.S. Air Force's top manpower and reserve affairs official, raised similar concerns at an event on Tuesday, saying troops at some bases had to be relocated. Why would they have to be relocated? If service members are thinking and concerned about the experience their kids are having, they're not going to be focused on their jobs, Wagner said. They're not going to be focused on their mission. You see, if they're so worried about their kids aren't getting access to gay materials, they're going to be ready to go fight Russia and China in World War III. Republican lawmakers have criticized the Pentagon. I'm so sick of this. Republican lawmakers criticize. They're just like the Tories in Britain. They're always a whining. They're always quick to get in front of a camera and whine and complain because, you see, they're so powerless. They can't actually do anything. It's like the Republicans whining that they supposedly wanted this document about, I don't know, I think it's Hunter Biden's laptop or some crap. And they're whining because they issued a subpoena. And why? The FBI blew us off. They blew off our subpoena and they're not giving us the document we want. And they're whining. You're the Congress. You know, all you got to do is come out and say, well, you know what? There will be no funding for the FBI from here forward in any budget at any time until A, this guy's fired, and B, you hand the damn document over. That's how you exercise power. That's all they got to do. And they're sitting there whining about it. But we told the FBI we really wanted the document, but they won't give it to us. So we just don't know. What do we do? Republican lawmakers have criticized the Pentagon for adopting, quote, woke policies. No, they're satanic policies. Woke. Such as teaching cadets critical race theory and promoting transgender ideology since President Joe Brandon took office in 2021. Conservatives also have argued that the DOD's diversity and inclusion programs have contributed to recruiting struggles. Well, you think? Now, you see, I think this is a good thing. I don't think any normal person should want to be a part of the U.S. military. You know what I mean? There's always a silver lining. Every time I read a story about military recruiting is in the toilet, I think that's a good thing. Good thing. Citing a 2020 poll claiming that 20% of Americans ages 18 to 25 identify as LGBTQ, Burt warned that military recruiting efforts could be hurt by improper policies and messaging. 20%. Now, wait a minute. Before all this got pushed, we knew it was well under 10%. We'll be generous and say 10%. And now all of a sudden it's 20. Where does this number come from? Because they're pushing it on kids. And kids are very susceptible to influence. They're easy to influence, convince. The problem is what was being foisted upon them are things that will change their whole life. They keep saying, oh, putting them on these hormone blockers isn't going to have a long-term effect. But that's bullshit. That would be long-term studies to look at. This is a new thing. It's not like you can go back. We were putting kids on hormones back in the 80s, and some of them changed their mind, and they were fine. They can't point to any of that. They just say, no, it'll be fine. Trust us. Just like you should trust us over everything else. I mean, sure, we've lied to you about literally everything. But this time we're not. Those barriers are a threat to our readiness, and they have a direct correlation to the resiliency and well-being of our most important operational advantage, our people, she said. The DOD, I'm reminded of those. Remember those ads? There's like a video going around, and they were comparing like military promotional videos from Russia, China, and then finally from the U.S., you know, and you got China, you know. And I don't know Chinese. I just know what it sounds like in my ears, you know. Shun sha, you know, hey, you know, and they're doing all these manly Chinese things, you know, shooting guns and showing massive, you know, military might. And then it switches to the Russian one, and you have this Russian guy, and he looks like a young, you know, was that Dolph Lundgren or whatever, you know, he's all muscled up. Hey, get over here, jump out of plane. I shoot danger, you know. And then finally the American one. It all started in California with my two mommies. It's not a meme. It's true. The DOD has responded to some of the conservative backlash, drawing the ire of the alphabet activists. Pressed by U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz, a Florida Republican, on why military bases were hosting drag queen story hours for children, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said such events wouldn't be allowed on DOD properties. A drag show scheduled earlier this month at Nevada's Nellis Air Force Base was canceled. And there, in the amongst all of this going on, there's your Republican victory. They got one drag show canceled at one Air Force Base. That's it. It's the massive Republican pushback. So the truth of the matter is, we'll wrap this up by looking at the truth. The truth of the matter is, on the one hand, we go, because only one side can be correct. Only It's an either or. On the one hand, you have these professionally well-funded, organized, government front groups, whatever you want to say, that are saying, including the Pentagon, by the way, they're saying that if these people are not given access to children, and if children aren't encouraged to jump on this bandwagon, then people's lives are in danger. They're in danger if it's not allowed to be promoted to kids. That's the one argument. We got to promote it to third graders and all kids. Because if fourth grade is a bridge too far, then you have to say there is no bridge. There is no line that they're too young for that. If fourth grade has caused all this outrage over this supposed don't say gay bill in Florida, then that means they want to be able to teach this, you know, to toddlers, to pre-K. Pre-K, learn the joys of all of this. So you got people saying on the one hand, if they're not allowed to do this, why, it's going to put people's lives in danger. On the other hand, you got people that are saying, you know, convincing kids who are very, you know, again, very easy to manipulate and to convince, you know, that this is what they want to do. They're easy to manipulate, I guess I want to say. And putting them on things like hormone blockers at a young age when their bodies are still developing is very dangerous thing and is, yes, putting their lives in danger. Now, one side or the other is correct. And it isn't really hard to figure out which side of that argument is more than likely correct. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? They have all these campaigns all over. You see these billboards, and they're demanding that action has to be taken. They're doing all this because they say minors do not have the maturity to make a decision on something such as vaping or smoking cigarettes. They just don't have the maturity. They don't understand how this could harm them for the rest of their lives. They don't have the maturity for that. When I was a kid, and when I mean a kid, I mean like in high school. I mean like literally every weekend, we were teenagers, and literally every weekend, pretty much every single teenager in high school was out with their friends drinking beer somewhere. And, aside from, you know, the unfortunate incidents, like if somebody was in a wreck and killed, by and large, it didn't hurt anybody. Everybody went on to have more or less normal lives. And yet today we're told why kids can't be dipping snuff, smoking cigarettes, or vaping because they just don't have the maturity. And yet a 10-year-old has the maturity to decide to go on hormone blockers to avoid puberty so they can appear, in the case of a male child, to be more feminine as they get older. They have the maturity to make that decision. Regardless of their lives, they have no idea what the long-term ramifications are. Because again, I can tell you that 30 years ago, we weren't giving these things to kids. There is no ramification. This is the experiment. This is the study as far as the long-term ramifications. So we don't know what's going to happen to this, but yet these kids have the maturity to make that decision. Teenagers have the maturity to decide. A teenage girl has the state of mind and the maturity to decide that she wants to go get her breasts cut off, something that can't be undone. But you see, she doesn't have the maturity to vape, smoke cigarettes, or drink alcohol. It's absurd on its face. Look, when you can boil it down, as it always does, to good versus evil, you don't have to figure out what the evil side is, because it's always going to be the side that's lying to you. You're wondering. Whenever you're wondering, like, man, I don't know. If for some reason this is hard to figure out, just figure out which side is lying to you. And go from there. It'll serve you pretty well. We're going to wrap up on that note. Thank you for joining me this week. I hope you'll come around. If you've never caught it before, I hope you'll check out my regular Tuesday show, The Parish of the Patriots. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you enjoy your weekend. And I hope we see you back here Monday for the Daily Nationalist.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.